And we have a push against whom Grant basically lost his balance without the foul called anyway. Ron Rubel arguing, and the official told him to stay back in his box, otherwise the technical foul is coming. This one's starting to get chippy, folks.
Garrett Graham
with the line shooting two because of double bonus. It's the 12th team foul on Harbor Beach. Jordan Booms is third. Graham at the line, shooting two. First one's up, and it's good. Lead is now 24 points for Novell, 54-30. Minute 29 left in the third. Second free throw is up, and that one's missed. Rebound, Seaman. Here comes Kraft. Minute 25 left, trailing by 24. Kraft out to D over to the right wing. Glasky trying to feed to Seaman. Nothing there, and we have a push against Novell. Our region's crowd cheers sarcastically. Fouls on number 44, Tyler Jackman, his third for Novell. Our reach ball on his throw on the hoop, right side of your radio. Kraft passing this one in. Feeds it into Jordan Booms, left corner, into Seaman, left post, turns and shoots. That one's no good. Rebound 44, Jackman for Novell. Minute 10 to go in the third quarter, 54-30. Collins, right wing, being guarded by Hansen. Hansen has a three-inch height advantage on him. Collins takes the free throw, jump shot, and it's good. Collins now with 7 points and 26-point lead for Novell over Harbor Beach. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Kraft, top of the key. Over to Glasky, right wing. Down to the corner, back up to Kraft for three, top of the key, off the mark, rebound, Seaman goes up for the shot, but we have a foul before, and we have a technical. Seaman went up for the rebound, went up for the shot, was fouled. Then when he went up for the shot again, he was pushed down to the ground by number 44, Jackman, which I believe was the foul on him as well, but then Seaman had his arm grabbed by an official. He shoved him off, didn't realize it was an official. Now all three officials are meeting with Seaman at the three-point line by himself. And now we have a meeting. Brian Brown's going to be listening into the table here, a little communication. So hand the line shooting a pair of free throws to Eli Kraft. All players on the other side of the court. So that's the fourth foul against Jackman. So the foul is against Jackman initially, and then the second foul.
And a technical foul on number 44, Tyler Jackman.
And that was a technical foul against Tyler Jackman.
That disqualifies him.
So he is now fouled out due to a technical. So Jackman concludes the game with no points and five fouls. But here's the sad part. Bonhomme's back in for Novell. Oh, that's a shame.
When it rains, pours, huh? Well, anyways, Eli Kraft is at the line, ready to shoot.
Shooting two. Trailing by 26 with 41 seconds left. First free throw from Kraft is good. Make that a 25-point deficit. Kraft now with 5 points, all from free throws. Second one's up, and it's no good. Kraft now is 5 for 6 from the free throw line. I reach it right at midcourt, right in front of us. 41 seconds left before the fourth quarter begins. 56 Novell, Harbor Beach 31. Glasky, top of the key. And now we have a whistle. No contact at all. Now the official's trying to figure something out on top of that. They're trying to figure out it should have been out of bounds on the baseline.
I don't know. The ball should have been out of bounds where they inbounded it before.
And now they get it further down, basically right in line with the free throw line on the near side of your radio. Don't even think about that last play. 3 seconds run off the clock, back into Glasky, top of the key. Ron Rubel getting to talking to the one official on the sideline, Seaman in the right post, passing it to Boom, can't hang on to it, steal by Novell. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here comes Collins against Hansen, top of the key, under the right wing, to number 20. Takes him. Right elbow jump shot, no good. Rebound number 42, nope. Rebound Glasky. Here he comes with 10 seconds left. Gets it stolen by Collins. And here he comes down the whole length of the court, slows up in the left wing. 4 seconds left. Goes into the left corner, puts up a shot. That one's no good. And that's how the third quarter is going to end. Sagan Novell uses a huge third quarter to be leading by 25, headed into the fourth quarter, 56-31 over Harbor Beach.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
One quarter to go here in Vassar. Sagan Novell leads by 25, 56-31. High Reach was outscored 24-8 in that third period. So, Matt Sinison, first we're checking with Ryan Brown. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Coach Ruben wants to get some offense going. As we noticed, they didn't score a whole lot of buckets there, so they want to get some dribble penetration, kick out, and maybe start knocking down some threes.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Bonhoff now has 17 as he made the layup wide open on the right side. Baskey feeds it into Steeman on the right post. This one gets blocked by Bonhoff and put back by number 32. No, Andrew Steeman, number 40. So Andrew Steeman now with 12 points, leading Harbor Beach scores. In the corner for three is number 20. That one goes no good. Rebound Kraft. Here he comes in some confusion over to Boom. Or the left post, and that one's good. Jordan Boom trying to motivate his team, yelling, let's go. Trailing by 23, 58-35, with 7:15 left in the fourth. Bonhoff on the baseline, goes up for the shot.
Oh, there's an elbow.
And there's an elbow and a charge.
Fast moving in, but it did not count.
Bonhoff charged with a charge and a second foul. That's a six again. No, team seven, in fact. Forgot to tabulate the technical fouls, for that matter. So here comes Harbor Beach. Glasky bringing it across midcourt. 7:05 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by 23, 58-35. Booms for the free throw line jump shot. No good. Rebound number 12 for Novell. That's Garrett Graham. Here comes Collins. Across midcourt, flying up. Stops at the top. Over to the right wing to Graham. Trying to feed him to Bonhoff at the right elbow. Nothing there, though.
Novell's going to try to work some time off the clock.
And there's a loose ball, and we have a knee over the back, over and back.
Back violation
by Collins. Hansen was in the mix of that, and a turnover by Saginaw. Four substitutions coming in for Novell right now. We have number 30, number 40, 22, and 24.
That's a hockey change.
Last Ty Jacobs. You know, we're just going to say substitution Novell. Everyone but Bonhoff comes out for Sagan Novell on there for Harbor Beach right now. We have Klasky, Seaman, Crawford, or Hanson for three, left wing, no good. Rebound Novell. Like I was saying, Seaman, Klasky, Booms, Crawford, and Hanson out there for Harbor Beach with 6.5 left in the fourth, trailing by 23, 58-35. Sullivan to Bonhoff, top of the key, over to the right wing, number 24, Nick Hammes. Back up to Joey Zahalski, the man with 20 points off of 6 threes. Drives down to the baseline, gets blocked by Hanson. And here comes Harbor Beach on the right wing to Kraft. Drives in, takes the jump shot. Fade away, no good. Rebound, Bonhoff. Looks like Hanson rolled his ankle. That'd be the third time this season. He's trying to play through the pain. 58-35, 5:55 on the clock. Sullivan, left elbow, drives into the lane. Gets it stripped by Seaman up to Boom across midcourt. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. Rebound Kraft puts it up, gets it blocked from behind by Bonhoff. And off of a Novell player, and it's going to be Harvey ball. Kraft takes the frustration out of that one. Chuck the ball at a Novell player, and it goes out of bounds.
Jason Hansen still working on his ankle, trying to get it all set and ready to roll.
Kraft to Booms on the inbound to the jump shot, and no good. We have a whistle. We have a push going the other way.